Where I want to start is at 31 years old, you're worth over $100 million. You're married to the woman of your dreams. You're on stage with the most famous people in the world. And yet you've said you felt empty. So if fame and money aren't what people are missing to make them feel fulfilled and whole, what should we be pursuing instead?
Our potential. So the difference is I have, again, all of those things that I had when I was 31 years old, now at 57. I lost them all in the interim, but I got them back for the sake of pursuing my potential. You see, what was missing in my life is I wasn't enjoying, like I did previously, the consistent every day, persistent without quit, pursuit of my potential, my truth. I was buying things I didn't need to impress people I didn't like. I wasn't living for the sake of something. I was living, I'll be happy when. And it never came. Mm. And it just led to more emptiness. And fulfillment comes when we're able and we're capable of helping others. And when we're able and capable of helping others, including being married to your dream girl, making more money and helping more people than you ever imagined, that's where fulfillment lies. And it took me that $100 million to reinvest in myself by losing it all, to pay the dummy tax so that my wife, my mom, my dad, my best friend could save my life and I could live my life with the values, no coincidence, of gratitude, forgiveness, accountability, and effective communication.
Love it. So I have started this podcast based on a little equation hypothesis that I have. And it's that in order to create maximum fulfillment, we have to balance gratitude and ambition. A lot of people can conflate gratitude with complacency. They think that if you're grateful for your current circumstances, you're limiting yourself. So how can we reconcile this paradox and be grateful for what we have right now while still asking for more?
Yeah, I think people don't understand the infinite loop that we live in, the infinite loop of abundance that we live in, the infinite system of thought of more than enough of everything. And so gratitude is a predisposition, not a disposition. You see, the same holds true of people who don't understand surrender. They think surrendering, sitting at home, high on their mom's couch, dreaming about what they want, grateful for what they have, broken, sick all the time. What true fulfillment is and true gratitude is the ability to find the light, the love, and the lessons in the struggle, to find the light, the love, and the lessons when there is no evidence, to find the light, the love, and the essence when the evidence is not there. And so part of gratitude is the ability to enjoy the meaning of the struggle. Part of gratitude is to enjoy that consistent, persistent pursuit. Part of gratitude is the ability to learn to love what you don't like or love, especially about what you love. And so for those people that think there's some sort of balance or some separation between gratitude and anything else, gratitude is merely the greatest tool of fulfillment ever created to give you the perspective to find light, love, and lessons in everything, every person, every event, every situation that you're going to encounter. It is the combination of wisdom and faith. It is the ability to find and seek the attention and intention of what we do say, think, feel, and believe in gratitude to equal the coinciding, the coincidences in that abundant, unified system of thought.
So when did you first start to feel this gratitude and let it propel you forward?
Well, it was like a trolley, and it is for so many people. You see, gratitude is a simple thing to do. It takes 0.1 seconds, and it's free to say thank you. And we all know the more you say thank you, if you say thank you before you go to bed and when you wake up, within 30 days, your life will change exponentially. The impact will be so amazing. But yet, by tonight, half of us won't say thank you. By tomorrow morning, another half won't say thank you. Within 3 days, almost all of us won't say thank you. Why? Because the simple things to do are simple not to do. I speak about hyper-complex physics, quantum physics, and metaphysics. I've utilized 35 years of situational knowledge at the highest level in technology and venture, sports, entertainment, marketing, and sales. And yet the number one lesson that people will tell me resonates with them is when I tell them to say thank you, to be grateful. And the funny thing is, everybody's taught gratitude almost first. How many times your parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, friends say thank you. Say thank you. This is not a complex thing other than it's a completely interfering practice or behavior to the human experience, because human beings, they hate being repetitive. They hate being honest. They themselves will forget to do the most critical and impactful things, regardless if it takes 0.1 seconds or it's free. And so I am a reminder, a remembrance, a recollector to tell people that gratitude is the number one pillar, foundational principle that will change your life. And it's free and it takes 0.1 seconds. In fact, if anybody would like my gratitude challenge, anyone would like my book, I will send it to you for free. I will pay for shipping. I will pay for the book. Just email me, put it in the notes. It's pinned up right there. David@dmeltzer.com. David@dmeltzer.com. And I'm happy to be of service and of value and provide more gratitude to more people so they can share it as well.
David, I love it. And it's really funny because you're actually the third David I've talked to on this podcast who has a whole brand around gratitude. I'm not sure if there's something with the name David and gratitude, but it's something I need to dive into because it's a funny coincidence.
You know what my name means. So David means beloved and Meltzer means servant. And so my mom, as I was growing up, when I wasn't grateful, she would say, David, you need to live up to the name that I gave you. You are a beloved servant. You are here to be of service and of value to others. You are here to be kind. You're here to be kind to your future self and do good deeds. Live up to your name, son. Be grateful.
I love that. And I think being a beloved servant, that's so powerful because all of us want to serve. All of us want to be of service to people. And one thing I've heard you talk about that is very, very powerful is how making more money will allow you to amplify your service, because there are a lot of people online that will say, you know, just like follow your passion, do that. But I've heard you say that instead of making your passion make money, you should make a passion out of something that makes money. You should let yourself learn to love the struggle. And that's how you'll be able to amplify your service.
Yeah, it's so interesting because I apply my why. I don't search for it. And the application of why requires gratitude and forgiveness and accountability, the ability to find the light, the love, and the lessons by asking ourselves, what did I do to be responsible, to attract it, to participate in this perception of gratitude? What did I do and what am I supposed to learn from it? And within the context of that conflict that people have, they're living a zero-sum game. You see, people believe that they can give more and receive less and somehow not end up at zero. I may not be a genius at math or applied mathematics, but I know when applying this mathematics and applying the fulfillment and passion and purpose of a mission where commission follows, that the more I give through gratitude alone, I'm going to repeat this, the more I give through gratitude alone, the more I'm given. And so many people don't take the time through gratitude to see the light, love, and lessons, so they feel punished. They can't even see all they're given. So when I lost everything, over $100 million, and had to tell my mom that I had lost her house in my bankruptcy because I didn't take my name off of her title, when I had to have a basement that had a basement, I was able to see the protection, promotion, love, and perfection through gratitude. Not alone, but by the catalytic leadership and empowerment of my mom, my hero, to tell me that I wasn't punished, that I believed in the wrong God, and I had to utilize gratitude to look at the situation and find the light, the love, and the lessons through gratitude, forgive myself and be accountable and learn from it, to promote myself, protect myself, love myself, and perfect myself more than the love, protection, promotion, and perfection of my mom. And through gratitude, you can find that understanding that the more we give, the more we're given. Through gratitude, the more we'll receive, because we do not want to cheat people of their greatest fulfillment, which is a capability of enabling them to help us. And then even having the faith in gratitude to ask for more, because if you give more, you're given more. You're given more, you receive more. If you receive more, you can ask for more. Now you have more than more, and now you can give more than more, be given more than more, receive more than more, and ask for more than more than more. You see where we're going to end up when we're old? With more than enough of everything for everyone through gratitude, the ability to find the light, the love, and the lessons.
I think that's the best explanation of an abundance mindset that I've heard, right? Because so many people, I've heard you talk about a scarcity mindset before, right? Where when you started out and you were going and you made your choice to become an entrepreneur selling things on the internet, people doubted you. And you said that was a scarcity mindset, but this gratitude, everything that propelled you, you were able to feel abundance, and that's how you got more to give more and receive more. And you created that cycle of more, and that is so powerful.
Yeah, we are blessed to be part of the more than enough of everything for everyone. And it is a practice, remember, Jack. So this didn't happen overnight. I still practice. I spend minutes and moments interfering with that belief of abundance. And I see how I respond to my reactions to fear with a need to be right or offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, comparative, worried, resentful, and guilty, just to name a few ways that people get into their own way. But instead of looking at it as stopping it completely, I just spend minutes and moments in a better response to the reaction to fear, not worrying what I'm afraid of, seeing the clues, the patterns, and making better choices when I react to fear in a scarce manner that allows me to respond with abundance, to be able to have and do and say and think and feel and believe aligned with where I want to be or better, regardless of the detour. It in the divine direction becomes a divine detour in divine time.
I liked what you said about people getting in their own way. Something you've talked about is that we already have everything, right? We just have to figure out what's getting in our way. So how can you become aligned in order to make sure that you're not in your own way, that you're opening yourself up?
Yeah, everybody is going to be in their own way because we are not infinite beings. We are part of an infinite system as human experience, dictated by the time our heart starts till the time it stops, divided in incremental 24 hours, which we're guaranteed every day of our life, except for the last day. And so when we realize how infinite time and man-made construct of time align with one another, what we can do, instead of trying to go get what we want, which most people do, searching for their why, asking themselves, I'll be happy when, instead, I am happy, I'm healthy, I am wealthy, I'm worthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? And when my perspective shifts through gratitude, forgiveness, accountability, and effective communication, when it shifts to understanding what am I doing to interfere with it? How am I reacting to fear? And how do I respond to that reaction? I can then use linear time, the 24 hours of constructive time that I'm given each day, guaranteed each day, except for the last day of my life, to start practicing and getting better of not getting in my own way. So if I feel guilty for an hour and a half, imagine if I could cut that down to an hour and 29 minutes the next day. It would only be about 90 days till I'm spending minutes and moments feeling guilty. Can you imagine how much more productive, accessible, and gracious you're going to be with the other 89 minutes that you just shaved off, wasting your time with the duplicate negative of worrying? Worrying is interfering with your potential, and it's wishing for what you don't want. Imagine if we just use time and make it applicable to applying our why by looking and seeing how am I reacting to fear and responding to that reaction in order to facilitate through wisdom and faith, the shortening of the distance of resistance that we are creating by getting in our own way.
So let's say somebody's listening to this and they don't know where to start because all of this sounds great to them, right? But they feel like the gap that they've created, the delta they've created, it's so large. What actions should they start taking daily, even if it's one thing, to get themselves to cut down the things that they're standing in their way?
So when your mind, your body, and your soul are on fire, you only have one response. So when you have a need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, worried, whatever it may be, when your mind, body, and soul are on fire, when you're pissed off, it's instant and obvious. You don't have to go seek therapy or personal development guru. You don't have to have Dave Meltzer one-on-one coach you or belong to his networking group or come to my free Friday trainings. You don't go over it, under it, through it, around it, resist it, deny it. You don't do it. Don't try to out-logic it and out-analyze it, let it go. When your mind, body, and soul are on fire, when you're pissed off, when you're resentful and guilty or worried or separate, there's only one thing to do and one place to start. Practice one thing, stopping. Utilize your free will just to stop. Don't resist it. Just stop. Breathe. drop down to center to ease. Remind, remember, and recollect with the infinite, abundant, unified system of thought, your God, something that protects you, promotes you, loves you, and perfects you more than your mom. Stop. Drop down. Remind, remember, and recollect. And then roll into the divine direction, time, elevating and transitioning and expanding the detour to its divinity as well. So next time you're on fire, just remember what your mom taught you and what David Meltzer taught you. You got to stop, you got to drop, and you got to roll, and that'll get you out of your own way.
That is awesome. I love that. So something I've been thinking about a lot recently is that we set these goals, right? And most of the goals that people set, they're materialistic. They want to get the job. They want to make that amount of money. They want to get into that school. But all of our goals and my thesis around this is we're all chasing a feeling inside. And so by setting these materialistic goals, and you're friends with Joe Dispenza, so I think you'll agree with this, we're limiting ourselves to the paths that will get us to the thing that we actually want. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, well, first of all, remember, the only thing that limits you is your self-image. You'll never overachieve your own self-image. And so any of those limitations will cast a shadow upon your future and your potential. And so what I do is realize that I can't find outside of me, as you know, that you can't seek or find inside of you. And so I spend my time, as Dr. Joe suggests as well, with the introspective analysis and improvement in order to facilitate, to make easy, an improvement on the outside. Utilizing physics, quantum physics, and metaphysics, I know that what I pay attention to, focus into with my vision boards and other objectives, goals, student of the calendar, but what I then add my intention to, what I do, say, think, feel, and believe, aligned with where I want to be or better, will equal, as the mathematical equation of luck, the coincidences, the coinciding of my healing, of my monetized world that I request or ask for. And so what I want people to do is realize I'm going to pay attention and give intention to the coincidences, the coinciding of the universe, the outcomes, results, and consequences that I desire or better.
I love that. It reminds me of The Celestine Prophecy. Have you read that book?
Of course.
Yeah, it's a great one. All right, so David, let's say all of your books, all of your content, everything, it was erased, right? And you had the next 60 seconds to say your message in the most concise way possible. This next 60 seconds for the world, what would you say?
I'm David Meltzer, speaker, author, entrepreneur on a mission to empower over a billion people by teaching those and empowering those to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. And we do that by being more interested than interesting, utilizing gratitude, accountability, forgiveness, and effective communication to live in spirit, inspired, to be kind. Kind to your future self by doing good deeds. Let your mission be your guide. The commissions will follow. Make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun.
I love it. David, I'm so grateful that we got to have this conversation. No coincidence with that word. It is truly what I feel right now. And I really hope that so many people will go and take advantage of your email right there and reach out to you for your book, because you're putting so much value into this world. And thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you for what you are doing. You are part of my mission, knowing you are one of the 1,000 people in your life, which will empower 1,000 people to empower 1,000 people to be happy, to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. Reach out to me. Guides, exercises, and books are free. I'll send them to you, sign them, pay for shipping, and the book. Everything's free. David@dmeltzer.com. Once again, it'll be posted. David@dmeltzer.com. Jack Wagner, thank you so much for having me and sharing your gratitude with me and my community.
Thank you, David.